My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
David, that's just not very nice. And it's not where we're starting the show today. Poor Kenny. Jesus. You guys were all excited for Tigers and Guardians last night. No, not Kenny. The man in the turquoise tee was fired up to be at the LCA. Cutscene. The whoopee cushion. Wrong button. All right. So let's get into it. We got a lot of ground to cover, Rico. TJ may actually show up for work today. Also exciting. We'll get to the Lions in a little bit. Let's talk Tigers. I had a bad feeling going into yesterday. Basically, everything I said on the air happened. And now we are on to a game five, which was Saturday night, is now 1 p.m. Lot to unpack with that, because of the Kerry Carpenter situation. And I have another bad feeling. So I'll just get it out of the way.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, we need to talk about this. I want to know people's, you know, takeaways from last night. I'll give you mine. And then what is your confidence level Saturday night? Saturday afternoon, excuse me. First of all, understand something, Rico. We can play the audio for people just joining of AJ Hinch. I want you to tell me, we're not doctors, and we didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to AJ Hinch, does he sound like a man who's confident that Kerry Carpenter is going to play tomorrow?
No.
Okay, so if I take Kerry Bonds out of this lineup, that's impactful. Okay? No, it's not Jose Ramirez, but he's your version of that. He's your best player. He's your best hitter, and he's a weapon against righties.
Correct.
True or false?
Correct.
Okay, then. But if he don't play, that's a big hit.
But at this point, can you get him for one pinch hit? Can you bring him off the bench?
Gibby with the Dodgers. He can barely move his legs.
Coach, Skip, give me the bat. I got this.
Look, last night, the problem I have is it feels like more than game four slipped away. And we talked about this. You were joking around with the BOGO thing, but like, now, even if you advance, there is no more fantasies of Scooble three times. Mm-hmm. And frankly, unless the series goes seven, you know how many times you're going to get Scooble? Once. Second of all, you now got to go back to Cleveland, and you got to ask Scooble against the same team that he faced earlier this week to go and do it again, which essentially is be perfect. Now, you saw it a little bit last night, Rico, whether it was Cade Smith for the Guardians, or Hunter Gaddis, or in your case, Bo Brisky. These elite relievers who look untouchable, the more that you get to see them, the more bad-ish happens. Mm-hmm. And whether that's David Fry deep into the night, or whether it's, look, Class A giving up the double in the run, Gattis giving up some base runners, Cade Smith's unhittable. Is he? I feel like more than last night slipped away, and I'm very nervous for Saturday. Now, clearly, there's nobody I'd rather have in baseball than Skubal, but this is the same young group who didn't realize where they were, or the same young group that was having fun. Guess what? Everybody knows when you've pulled through the gates of Disneyland, this is a winner-take-all on the road, game five of the ALDS. You can't plead ignorance. And I worry they're going to tighten up a little bit.
See, I don't think they're going to tighten up, Mike, because this, even though they lost last night, they still battled to the bottom of the ninth, scratching across that run. If this was a 5-0 game, yeah, I may feel the way that you do. They didn't quit. They didn't quit last night. And the fact of knowing that you do have school. Well, now, I feel the opposite of you. I feel very good about tomorrow afternoon. But I think this is a battle that I thought you would not have to play him. You're going to win the battle, but you may end up losing the war. And by losing the war means it's going to hurt you against the Yankees. And I know we're on to Saturday. But you win that game Saturday, which I think you will. You're right. At the most, you may get a second start out of school, but that's not promised, because
you gotta get to a game seven.
Yeah, I was about to say, by the time he pitches, it's gonna be what, game three?
It's 3-7. That's it. It's non-negotiable. So look at the travel schedule. You're gonna play 5 games in 6 nights.
Yeah.
If you wanted the best crack at winning next round, you had to win last night.
But we're not gonna focus on next round. I think they're gonna get this game tomorrow. This is the best. What?
Oh, David's.
We're not going to focus on next round. I thought we said World Series yesterday.
No, David.
You said
that. David, I said, let's go back and Odyssey Rewind. It's a great thing to have.
Please listen. It's free.
It's free. You win last night, World Series, because everything's set up that you could take game one in New York, and then you could come back with him in game five. You didn't win last night. So that's off the table. That deal's off the table. Okay, I'm like the Feds. When I offer the deal, you better take it.
But you also said we were going to blow them out at the end of yesterday's show. What happened to that?
Well, you allowed them to score 5 runs. If they didn't score the 5 runs, it would have been 4-0.
You lied to us, Rico.
Oh, no. This man doesn't lie.
I gave you hope.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Tigers gave you more than your wings gave you.
Ooh, wow.
I'm just saying, no. You know, you lobbed a grenade in Rico's cereal bowl. I had to pick it out of the milk and throw it back at you. Now, thank you, Snoop.
I mean, at this point, when they bring an Augustine down from East Lansing, couldn't be any worse.
Okay. People, I want to know where you're at with it. And we're going to get to football. We have to. Lions have a very, very sneaky game this weekend, and I can't wait to talk about it. But I want to know where you're at. Don't turtle now. Now, yesterday, I knew the minute I brought it up on the air, I'd get made fun of. Everybody thought I was crazy because I said, no, I got a bad feeling about last night's game. And I gave a lot of reasons why. And now we're sitting here, and I'm supposed to sit here and come on the air and just say, no problem, full confidence, you're going to win Saturday night. Well, I've already told you, facing the same team twice in a week, never a good idea. And I may not have Kerry Carpenter. I apologize if I view that as problematic. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, right? Well, hey, you know, can this guy turn it around? Or you were hearing the quotes about Aaron Judge pregame, and it was, hey, one swing, he'll get turned around. Okay, last night on base 3 times. Looked different. Well, you let a David Fry get off the mat. You let a J-Ram get off the mat. Quan just keeps hitting. And you start, Rico, look, here's the other one. You know who's a rat and a pain in the ass in their lineup is Rokia. Mm-hmm. The point is, they're going home. And look, your advantage on the mound, it's clear. Okay? I don't care who Cleveland puts out there. It won't be close to Skubal. But I am nervous. And if you wanted it, I think you really needed to get that thing done last night. But that's why they play the games. So let's see what happens.
I think you're all right to be nervous, Mike, because it is a winner take all, and you've seen enough of these as Yankee fans that, man, anything could happen. You're looking at whoever gets that first run, it's got the psychological advantage because now the other team is pressing.
No.
And you're not.
Now look at this.
Come on now. Don't tell me one loss, the air's all out of your balloon. What happened to all the baseball diehards? Now, come on now. Don't do weak sauce on a beautiful fall afternoon. You got a game 5 in the ALDS. Don't hide. And we got Lions Cowboys we're going to get to. Don't hide.
You got a game 5 with the best pitcher in baseball. You should be feeling good about yourself. You really should. You should. I mean, I know you don't, but I'm looking at this as
you should feel blessed.
Who would you rather have out there?
No one.
So you have that. And if put it this way, if it went the other way around and you asked, hey, Cleveland, would you like to have game 5 with Skubal? Yes. You have him, though.
Yeah, I agree. I just think the problem is you're not going to have Vogt make the same mistakes he made the first go around. I thought Vogt did a better job than AJ last night, including a safety squeeze, which is an unthinkable call in 2024, and he did it.
You know what? That warmed my heart.
Oh, I know. You love that Willie Wilson garbage from 1984.
Yeah, I did a quiet yes, but I was like, the play. Not because they scored. You just don't see, like, that's old school, but that's the baseball that I like.
And that won them the game. They needed that run to win that game.
Right. It's.
But did you notice how Vogt held his water last night? He didn't make the moves too early. He waited. Yeah. And one of those moves, David Fry, paid the ultimate dividend. Yeah. Look, you are very live tomorrow.
Oh, you are.
But I worry about the Carpenter thing. And I'll tell you what we'll do. David, cue up the sound. Let's play it on the bump back. So don't make a move. I want you guys to hear this. Tell me if when you hear AJ talking, that sounds like a guy confident Carpenter's playing. And by the way, moving the game up by 7 hours does not help you. It cuts your ability for game day treatment down to half.
Yeah, but I think the whole time you're hoping to just bring him in off the bench. I don't think that he was going to be able to play a full game. At this point,
if he's your DH, what difference does it make?
That's true.
I don't think he's taking 4 or 5 at bats tomorrow.
That's true. Yeah, just get ready because he's going to hit it. If he does get a hit, it's going to be a single.
No.
He's not trying to stretch that into a double or a triple.
Well, no, okay, but see, all of it is relevant.
Yeah.
He's such a good player and he's such a weapon. I'm going to be really interested, but pardon me if I have doubts that he's playing. 248-539-9797.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Does that instill confidence that Cary Carpenter's playing tomorrow? No. I don't know what universe it would. If he plays, it's a huge boost. I don't think he's playing. That's just me. I'm not a doctor. I know what I saw. You're dealing with a hamstring, and he's a guy who puts all, I mean, he is absolutely, he crushes with the bottom half of his body. I don't see it. But let's talk about it. Let's go to the people. Your thoughts from last night, you want to talk about particular situations, happy to, and what's your confidence level? All on the line. They've moved the game up, by the way. Rain in the area, so it's no longer a night kick. It's a 108 afternoon delight. What do you want to do? You got every right to feel, hey, we got a real shot at this. But confidence went out the window when you didn't close it out at home.
You still have the best pitcher out there. And, yeah, but when managers or coaches come out there and give you the soft shoe on the injury, they know. At this point, they're praying that the doctors can come up with something or some way to get their guy on the field. Because if their guy is okay, coaches universally will just simply say, oh, he's playing. Don't worry about it. Oh, torn pec? Don't worry about it. He's going to play. But, yeah, we're getting treatment. And Coach Beak, I don't know if he's going to be ready. We may get one pitch hit out of him.
248-539-9797. We lead off the day with Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I agree with Rico. I think anytime you've got the best pitcher in the game on the mound, you've got a six. My confidence level is at a six. It's not as high as it was at the beginning of the week. But offensively, Cleveland had one good inning in game one, and they've had really one good game offensively all series. So putting all that together, I do believe the Tigers can scratch and claw out a run. And now, yes, taking Carpenter out of the offense hurts, but you're still mixing and matching the offense to produce runs. And that's where I think 1 through 9 offensively, that's been our strength, because it was the bottom third of the order that won us the game in game two. Or game, yeah, with school will start.
Right. It was Rogers and Sweeney extending the inning into Cary Carpenter.
Right, but Parker Meadows has been having a lot better at-bats. His approach has been significantly better. Can you manufacture runs that way?
I know.
And do we unlock?
I know, man. Look, I'm at a 5, right? Like, 5 is even Steven. A 1 is Michigan State against Ohio State. A 10 is if you're, you know, Ohio State and you're playing Akron. I'm right in the middle. Like, you absolutely got a right to believe, Mike. You're at a 6, I'm at a 5. It feels like you let more than just a game slip away last night. And maybe I'm wrong for feeling that way.
I think there's a difference between guys at the major league level seeing relievers consistently game one, game two, game three, versus now Scuba can look at the tape and he can look at which guys were more off balance. Can you get, it's a monumental ask, but can you get Quan off balance? Because when Quan gets on, their offense is completely different he's not on base.
He is a pest. He really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, his power was up a little bit this year from like 1 to 10. But yeah, Mike, he's a pest. He's such a pro. Obviously, gold glove left fielder. But his at-bats, and I'll tell you the other guy that has been a real pain in the ass, is Rocchio. And there's a value in it. Like, what I would comp to is, okay, the team that you might be playing if you win Saturday. Gleyber Torres in this 4-game set against the Royals. Do you know how many pitches Gleyber Torres saw? 80.
Wow.
80.
That's a lot more than I was going to say.
Why is it relevant? Because, like for instance, there were moments in the Scooble start where the Guardians, the first go-around, had the ability to have actual at-bats, and instead I think it was Angel Jimenez swung at the first pitch. And you go, well, wait a second, this dude's on 85 pitches. A good at-bat here could knock him out of the game, even if you don't get on base. I wonder if they make an adjustment. Now, look, he wants to work fast. I'm stepping out. I'm going to use my time out as a hitter. I'm going to try to be more disruptive. Two, he wants to pound the zone. Great. At least take one. Make him throw you strikes. Make him early on come into the zone. I wonder what their adjustment will be. No, of course I'm confident, but I'm just not more.
Money in the bank.
I view it coin flippy. So whatever confidence you have when you call heads or tails, that's what I have about tomorrow.
Look, man, it's not cliche, but it is an elimination game. And seriously, both teams are going to be very pressed. Both teams are going to try to get that first run. Normally in games like this, it's whoever makes the first mistake
you get a 2-0 lead on Boyd early. And I hand Scooble a baseball with a 2-0 lead, my confidence goes to like an 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if you guys believe I'm making too much of the Carpenter thing, it's your prerogative. Yeah. I'm not mad at you if you say that.
No. It's most elimination games, if you really – it's which team did something stupid to lose the game. Not necessarily you took the game, but they served up a bad pitch or they did this, and you lost it because – you made a mental error, you walked somebody, and that walk came back to bite you, or you got an error, and that run came across and scored, which should have been an inning-ending double play.
Let's go to Matt, Oxford, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, sorry about that. So, you know, I admit, I'm a little nervous, scared, whatever word you want to use. Yeah. It feels a smidge like the, you know, hit midnight, turn back into a pumpkin. Carpenter getting hurt a lot, and I think that obviously when you look at tonight's games, we have the pitching advantage, but here's the reality. Cleveland's a little better than us. Like, they just are. They're a little ahead of where we are. Besides, I don't know, maybe I'd rather have, you know, Parker over Lane Thomas. Otherwise, they're better at most positions, and that's really tough to overcome in a five-game series, and we've done a good job so far, but man, without Carpenter, it just feels like a 1-0 loss coming. It just does.
Oh, boy. Matt, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying. Don't let it be a 1-0 loss. That is going to be really hard to take. You know what I mean? Like, if your season ends and it's in a baseball game like last night, you can kind of live with the result because you felt like you really had it and then you didn't, then you took it back. Oh, Matt, 1-0. That is the most depressing way to finish this. Don't do that.
I know, but it's hard for me to find, like, unless, yeah, to your point, right? Let's say Parker gets a hit and, you know, whatever, Riley Green gets them over and they get a run across or two, great. But besides that, where are you seeing a big hit coming from? Like, I don't want to pin it all on, obviously, Colt Keith hasn't been great, and we all know what Torque's been doing. But, like, you know, we don't have, as much as I don't really love Josh Naylor, he's a hell of a lot better than Torque.
No, and think about this. Here's the other thing. Matt, I feel like every time I see the Tigers hit a flare, it drops. Newsflash.
Yep.
Rent's going to be due. I mean, even last night, Wenciel, another flare. Who hit the ball early on? And there were three guardians standing around the damn thing, and the ball drops. Like, that stuff normalizes. So, Matt, I admit it. You feel like, are we about to see the other side? I don't know.
Right. And there's a lot of data that in the postseason, it does. I mean, run scoring isn't that far down, but it does come down to one swing a lot because hits are at a premium, and one swing makes a difference. And this team doesn't have enough one-swing guys.
Yeah. If Scooble can give you 6 innings, 1 earned run, confidence goes to an 8.5. He's got to be damn near perfect tomorrow. I have a hard time believing Scooble could give you a regular season start, give up a couple of runs, be really good but not great, and you win. And when you are demanding a guy be great in a closeout game 5, after what he did in game 1, you are asking a lot. I don't care if it was JV in his prime. You're asking a ton.
It's the stuff that legends are made of. But, yeah, 1-0 games are the worst because it means that every pitch until the final out, you are on the edge of your
seat. A 1-0 game is the Red Box Bowl. Nobody wants a Red Box Bowl. Nobody. State loses 7-6.
Right,
you can't have a Red Box Bowl.
I can't believe they actually brought that up last week, too.
No Red Box Bowl.
No, they did. It was like, and here's Justin Herbert winning the
just. Well, they were deep into the materials.
I know.
Because Oregon was going full Snoop Dogg on us.
No, they found it. They found it.
All right, we do it every week at this time. Curated, incubated, creative. It's called the Prop Bet Casino.
That was pretty much summed up last week. We all did bad. We all tied. We all got 6 right. That was it. Couldn't make this up if I tried. So we're going to do better this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off Red River Shootout. Quinn, yours, over, under 2.5 touchdown passes.
Over if they plan on winning the game, because I don't think they're going to be able to run the football. Over.
Yeah, same exact logic. Over.
Yeah, he's back. They have to, so over.
I'm going to go under because I think he runs one in. Jeremiah Smith. Well, let's go to Ohio State, Oregon. Jeremiah Smith. First half touchdowns. He's got to score this touchdown in the first half. Over under 0.5. Will he score in the first half?
First half touchdown? When the hell did that become a thing?
I just found out about it and I was fascinated.
Oh, for God's sakes. Under. It's a ridiculous prop.
Oh, Rico, that's such a good line.
Ooh. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over as well.
Me too. You know, you could actually get first quarter.
Okay. But, now we've hit the bottom of the chili pot. Bottom of the chili pot.
More passing yards, Will Howard or Dylan Gabriel?
I'm going to go Gabriel. I don't like Will Howard. It just doesn't go beyond that. And a lot of what they're doing feels very conservative, no?
It does.
I'll take the explosiveness of Oregon.
Maybe they were saving their plays.
Right. We're in week 7. We were saving plays. Give me Gabriel.
I think they're going to have to take that approach. I think they're going to have to air it out. So I'll go with Will Howard.
I'm going to go with the theory that they'll be behind. So Howard.
I'm going to go with Dylan Gabriel because I just think that Oregon is just going to dominate the game. But he likes to throw the ball, even when they're winning. He still likes to throw. Let's go to USC, Penn State. Miller Moss, touchdowns, passing. Over, under, 2.5.
Over. I think they're live in this game. And Lord knows they ain't going to run it. Go over.
I think they're live in this game as well. Plus, James Franklin, no thank you. I'll take the over.
That's it. It's because of James Franklin. Defense, no. I'm going to go Miller Moss over.
Who has Penn State faced that can throw the ball? The answer is nobody.
No one.
West Virginia, Illinois, Kent State, Bowling Green. Who the hell they've faced?
Yeah, well, I just think that I'm going to go over because USC doesn't play defense, and they're going to have to be playing catch-up. I think Penn State jumps to an early lead. They're going to have to play from behind. More passing yards. Jackson Dart or Nussmeier?
Nussmeier. Yeah. Oh. Jackson Dart on the road is not the same player. You can go check the splits. LSU won't run it. They don't want to run it. Nussmeier against a leaky Ole Miss secondary.
Yeah, same logic. Nussmeier for me as well.
Yeah, around the board. Nussmeier.
Basically, you copied off my assignment. You two are shameless.
For that one, yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be interesting. Let's go.
The fact that you didn't give a pick?
No, I said I agreed. No.
No one heard you. No one heard you.
I did not hear that either.
No one heard you.
Nussmeier.
Yes.
We're all across.
I like that pick, Rico.
Thank you.
Now we can move on.
Travis Hunter combined touchdowns and interceptions over under 3.5.
Touchdowns and interceptions.
Yes.
Under.
I get the jack of all trades prop that you're doing here, but that's a lot, man. I'm going to go under.
That is a ton. I'll go over.
I'm going to go over as well, gentlemen.
Yes, another illustrious selection, Rico.
Now, you know what? The funny thing is we didn't do this one last week because of time, and it was the week to do this. Top 25 upsets.
I always
How
say
we miss that.
Right. Because I always say over, and he picks the week I bet on every underdog in those upsets.
Because here was the thing. Because what? It was such a boring week. I'm, you know what? Because the over under was 1.5, just to let you know.
Oh God.
Over under top 25 upsets for this week.
Under.
17 games involving the top 25 teams. Over under 3.5.
Under. Like you cannot have back to back weekends like that, or you're gonna see the nuclear reactor explode. Under.
It can't possibly be. I'm going to say under as well.
All right. Just to maybe gain ground on it, I'll go over.
I'm going over as well, David.
Oh, my.
Let's go to the NFL. Jared Goff's first incomplete pass over under 6.5 attempts because he was perfect.
You can bet on this? That's
you,
how
you can in your, the prop bet casino.
Right, at your alleyway casino. Under. I mean, it's hard to start a game 6-for-6, 7-for-7. Under.
So he'd have to be 7-for-7 for it to go over. I'll say over.
Can I offer a custom prop?
Yeah.
Jared Goff rushing yards this week. Over, under 5.5 yards.
We have one?
You
know what? I'll skip to that one next. Yes. Just for you.
Mobile Goff season.
So I'm going to go over for the attempts.
You're going to go over? Yep. I am going to go under. For you, Mike, I'm going to move this up.
Okay.
Jared Goff rushing yards. Or
over. Oh, that's what I'm picking.
Tarek Skubal strikeouts.
Oh my gosh. Jared Goff rushing yards.
Let's go.
He'll have 7. Skubal will have 6. Mobile Goff is a movement.
I'm going to go Skubal.
Kenny, you going Goff?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Skubal as well, David.
All speed training.
Over under, J-Mo touchdowns, 0.5.
Under.
I think they're going to try to neutralize the deep threat, so I'm going to go under as well.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over as well, David. I think he gets a touchdown because that's just what he does. More rushing yards, Jahmyr Gibbs or Montgomery?
Go David Montgomery. The heartbeat of the team, the pacemaker, the stabilizer. Give me Monty.
He's the heartbeat, but Gibbs is a little bit more explosive, so I'll go Gibbs.
Yeah, he's only going to need one to get longer, so it's going to be Gibbs.
Whoa!
I am going Gibbs as well. CD Lamb receiving yards, over under 81.5.
Just going over. It doesn't matter. You triple covered a guy, they still find him. I'll go over.
I want to say under because I really want to believe in the secondary.
Wah. That's not how this game works.
It isn't. Dak and CD had a rough game last week connecting, so they're going to connect.
I'm pretty sure CD called and just walked over and was like, dude, your ass. Yeah. It was right on TV.
So Dak's going to throw the ball to him every single attempt.
Okay. Kenny, this one's for you because I like to have fun.
Yes.
Tarion Arnold. P.I. calls.
Oh, no.
Over, under.
Under.
1.5.
Okay, fine. Over. Oh, no.
Under. Under. I believe in Tarion Arnold. Under.
He still doesn't get the rookie discount, though.
It in the bye week. Okay. Under.
Well, he's not going against the number one guy. Cook is out, so I'm going to go under.
What about the dude who sprained his nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that quote after the Steelers game?
He should be back.
One of his linemen is like, unbelievable catch. He sprained his effing nuts, and then he caught the ball. I'm like, wait, what? That was the best audio in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I don't think that he's learned his pass interference. He will get it, and then he'll do the Tayshaun. Last one, guys. Over, under. Lions. Fourth down attempts or Tigers runs on Saturday.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's good. That's wow, Rico. Ooh, Doug. Tiger runs. Try to be positive.
Yeah, I was kind of just thinking F it, Tigers runs. So that's where I'm at, too.
Lions attempts.
Lions attempts as well for me. That's your Prop Bet Casino 97.1.
We will turn our attention to football. TJ Lang joining us, hopefully top of the hour if his alarm clock went off. Right now we check in with our man in Vegas from Circa, Derek Stevens joining us. D, what's going on, buddy? And Derek.
Yep, no, good to talk to you guys. Getting ready for a big weekend in sports.
Yeah, right. I wanted to ask you as we got into this weekend. Last weekend was utter chaos. What was it, 5 of the top 11 teams in America lose? I don't imagine a lot of people were on those underdogs. Is that the type of weekend that the book is floating around the pool on a giant swan?
No, it really wasn't, to be honest with you. You know, like, when I always say those lines, like who does the House need? I can always say, well, we always need whoever's playing Alabama. That's true. But we don't need them to win outright. My God. That wasn't any good. That game kind of hurt us. So, no, it wasn't a great weekend for the House, actually.
Okay. Really? Because I can't imagine too many people walking up to the book saying, you know, give me 500 on Vanderbilt. Like that's when you hand them the number and say you may want to call this.
These outright dogs, a lot of outright dogs that won, a lot of these crazy parlays that hit, you know. So it was, you know, we've had a lot of good weeks so far this year, but last week just wasn't one of them.
Let me ask you a question. And it's rare you see it, but where a number gets stuck and it sits at a flat 3 or a flat 7. It doesn't happen a lot. But like right now, at least, I don't know where you're at this minute at Circa, but a lot of sports books are sitting Lions a flat 3-point favorite or Chargers a 3-point favorite. What goes into the science of that with your risk team on like how a number gets stuck sitting right there?
Yeah, I mean, 3's the number. I mean, 3's the number where it gets stuck. So, yeah, right now we've got the Lions as a 3-point favorite, but a little bit of juice to the Lions, so minus 120. But, yeah, when you get on a 3, it takes a lot to get off that 3. So we're going to have a much, much bigger decision before we would ever move to a 3.5, because when you move at half a point, you could get sided. And that's when you know, a sports book has massive liability. So we're gonna hang on that 3 as long as we possibly can. But if you have to, if it just starts steamrolling, yeah, then you got to go to 3.5, and then we have a lot of extra risk.
Talking with Derek Stevens. Hey, Derek, which of the college games, because there's a lot of good games on Saturday, are you taking the most bets on?
Oh, for sure. It's Ohio State, Oregon. Or that game is going to dominate. It's at the right time of day. It'll be far and away the most wagered game of the day on Saturday.
So I know who you're rooting for, that goes without saying. But Tigers, Saturday, game moved up to 1 o'clock because of the weather. Tigers were installed as a slight favorite, but early action on that game. Are people betting Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some Scoobal respect right here. I mean, I think everybody's waiting, hanging for some information on how Carpenter's doing. But you know, Scoobal really looked good in Cleveland last week. So yeah, we have them installed as a minus 117 favorite. But, you know, these game fives, you just never know what's going to happen. I do believe the fact that the game got moved up, that is advantage road team. Historically, it's been advantage road team. If you remember when the Tigers played the Yankees and they had to move a game five up and Verlander had to go?
Yeah.
It's a unique thing on these elimination games when they have to move a game up because of weather. So it usually helps the road team a little bit.
All right. Well, Derek, listen, obviously it's what we're all rooting for, but I had to ask.
And, Derek, because I'm fascinated, where we're looking at with the survivor pool?
Oh, boy. We're down from 14,226,000. We're down to 221 Circus Survivor entries left. There's one person with 6 of them left. There's 5 people with 3, 13 people with 2, and there are 193 single-entry Circus Survivors still alive. So overall, down to 221 chasing that $14.2
million. Wow. Oh, boy. We talked about it earlier. This might be the first year that it's ever been down to a lone survivor before the end of the season at all.
Will it make it to Thanksgiving?
Right. This season's been nuts. Derek,
it's never happened before. It's always gone the distance, and there's never been a sole Circus Survivor. So both of those scenarios are in play here this year, 2024.
Derek, appreciate it. We will talk to you in a week, okay?
All right. Sounds
Thanks,
good.
Man.
Take care, guys.
You See got you. It. That's Derek Stevens from Circa. David, a few ticket texts, and then we will turn our attention Lions and Cowboys for a little bit. What do you got?
Not going to beat Cleveland twice in their stadium in the playoffs. Don't care who's pitching. Unless Scoobal pitches 9, but that's not going to happen. Really felt like 808 first pitch would have given the Tigers an advantage. Small ball versus long ball. But now that it's been moved, that is a bummer. We're going to lose now. Confidence is shaking.
Wait, because the game got moved. Okay.
Yeah, confidence is shaken, not going to lie. I feel like Cleveland's offense is coming alive and our magical bullpen is losing its shine a little bit. But let's go. I did buy tickets anyway.
See, I don't think Cleveland's offense came alive. Cleveland played good baseball. They played, you know, it was a chess match out there between the two managers. But it wasn't like they were just killing it, knocking home runs out the park. Now, if that was the case, I'd feel that way. But it was 5-4.
They hit two home runs. They had 11 hits.
Go ahead.
Ramirez was struggling. He's now, I think, alive now. Fry was struggling. He's now, I think, alive in my mind. So as a fan, when I see that, which is what you were worried about, which what I was worried about going into game two because they hadn't done anything, well, there we go.
I guess what I'm saying is you didn't see that first inning where it was just over before you even sat down. And you know what? We're better than you today, and you have no shot. When they went score 5 runs before the first out in game one.
Right, but that was fluky.
No, Mike, that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to understand. Help me.
What I'm saying is it's not like yesterday you had an inning like that where they just went out there and they just beat you and you had to play catch up the entire day. Yesterday's game was a back and forth type of thing where both teams were in this thing until the very last out.
Right. The point is when someone says their offense is coming alive and they do have 5 runs and they do hit 2 home runs and they have 11 hits, I don't take issue with that.
Yeah, when they keep answering every other inning, it's like, okay.
No. My issue is it's not like the Tigers were just getting outplayed. They were battling back and forth the entire game. It wasn't as if they scored all 5 runs and then the Tigers had to try to play catch up to try to make this thing interesting.
Go ahead, David.
You are not alone. Everyone should be nervous. It's baseball. It's one game. Anything can happen. That's why they play the game. But yeah, I'm nervous about it.
Dude, it's baseball, and the postseason is largely coin flips. And then you get to a deciding game after you had a chance to close it out at home and you had the lead in the 8th inning. I'm sorry. I got a hard... Oh, and then you find out our best baseball player, at least the best hitter we got, and surely the best one against righties, may not play. For a team that's already woefully challenged on offense.
Yeah, and then on top of this, with like this ticket texter saying, the Tigers had plenty of chances. 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position is the problem. They took too many times, 1 pitch, 1 out.
There's also something here, too, is I do wonder, is Brisky even available? With the amount that he's pitched in this series. Now, again, Will Vest will be. Do you unearth Foley, who apparently is on the outs? Because... look at how he pitched against Houston. The point is, Scooble's got to get you minimum 6 tomorrow. And it's got to be, man, if you could have him give you 6, and I don't care if it won nothing. My confidence would soar. But you're asking this kid to be perfect.
And then you also got to strike early offensively. You cannot just continue to let inning after inning after inning happen and you're not – you have to strike. Even if it's just 1-0 early, you got to get something going.
I wish we could see the lineup. I'm fascinated to see what they're going to do. Especially if Karp doesn't look, if they have a lefty on the mound, AJ's already shown you he wouldn't start the game with Karp, but he would weaponize him and use him later. All right, so you would, David, you know, we don't have time for it. I'll do it during the break. I want to go back and look at the game 2 lineup when Carpenter didn't start the game and what the lineup was, and then they deployed him later. I just, without him in there, I got a hard time with it. But we'll see. Maybe Scooble's that good. Maybe he just goes and blanks
it. I have
it again.
Right here. Game 2. Malloy, Veerling, Ibanez, Green, Perez, Torkelson, Meadows, Rogers, Sweeney. That was the initial lineup.
Okay. See, you don't want to get in the business of doing something different. But if I've got an advanced screening of what AJ's going to do, and I don't trust Boyd a second time through this lineup, well, I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't start him.
Really?
No, I would do something different. I would do a little bullpen chaos. Maybe I start the game with Cade Smith. But you're not going to do – that's not how they play.
Right, I was like
– I'm just telling you. You're stacking those righties against a soft-tossing lefty who you've already gotten a look at, who none of us believe in. Maybe there's your opportunities that first inning.
Tipping this cap to AJ. This is what you did, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I do.
Turnabout's fair play. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.